uplifted, directed away from evil, whatever it is, and you believe that we're also making an impact out there, not only in this country, but around the world. If you want to be part of that, go before the Lord and ask we would have you to give, and send your gift by faith to Save America Ministries, P.O. Box 70879, Richmond, Virginia 23255, or go on our website, saveus.org, where you can do that right online. And there are just so many things. You know, the Apostle Paul told Timothy, he said, preach the word. Be instant, in season and out of season. Reprove, rebuke, exhort with all long-suffering and doctrine. For the time is going to come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but after their own lusts will heap to themselves teachers having itching ears, and they shall turn away their ears from the truth and turn to fables. But watch in all things. Make full proof of your ministry. You know, I want it to be said, when everything is wrapped up, however long the Lord gives me to continue to proceed here, I want it to be said, I've fought a good fight. I've finished my course and I've kept the faith. Henceforth, there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, shall give me at the last day, and not to me only, though, but to unto all them also that love his appearing. Now, I wish I could share. I probably have 15, 20 more of these emails here, letters and so on the broadcast desk that I wanted to share with you. We just can't get to them all, but at least you get a sense. Many of these had to do with marriage and divorce and remarriage. Some were thanking, just overwhelming thanksgiving. Another just said, oh, I wish I had known 11 years ago what I know now. Here's a Roman Catholic who has regularly listened to our program on the way home from work. He says, listening to your program has changed me to dig ever deeper into my beliefs, and for that I am grateful and thank you. Well, thank you, friends, for listening to this program. I trust it is a blessing to you. The Lord bless you and keep you and make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you and lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. Well, let me close with this email. A thank you. Sometimes when I listen to other prophecy teachers, even those I agree with, I'm depressed for the rest of the day. But I want to thank you for your broadcast, because no matter what you are led to teach us, your boundless, exuberant joy that Jesus is coming makes me realize that I need not fear what man can do to me. I'm happy instead of sad, strong instead of weak. And I pray with renewed urgency for those who are not saved, because a redemption is nigh. Well, I hope you believe that too. Prepare the way of the Lord, for our redemption is nigh. Make sure, friends, go ahead and get that book, The Power of Hospitality. We talked about the book Out of Egypt. People's lives have been changed by these books, and then most recently, The Secret of the Lord, The Hidden Truth That Defines Your Destiny. Just had a radio broadcaster heard me on another person's program, Dr. Stan Monteith's program. He listened to the program and he said, I've got to have a case of those books to distribute through my radio station. So he bought a whole case of 20 books, gave him a nice discount to get them out. The Secret of the Lord. I'll do the same for you if you'll help get the message out. God bless you. Be a blessing. And again, become a partner. Send your gifts by faith to Save America Ministries, P.O. Box 70879, Richmond, Virginia 23255. God bless and be a blessing.
You've been listening to Viewpoint with Chuck Crismeyer. Viewpoint is supported by the faithful gifts of our listeners. Let me urge you to become a partner with Chuck as a voice to the church declaring vision for the nation. Join us again next time on Viewpoint as we confront the issues of America's heart and home.
The views expressed on this program are those of the host and guests and are not necessarily those of the Information Radio Network, its affiliate station.
Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story. Hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at and that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that's going to determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, and well, for the next hour, they're going to be yours as well, because we're going to do an open line program. Initially this evening, I was going to discuss a new DVD we put out called The Dangerous Deception, and it's based upon what I've learned in the last 30 years or more. It's based upon an interview I did back in 1980 with Norman Dodd, who was the director of research for the Reese Committee that was commissioned during the Eisenhower administration to investigate the great tax-exempt foundations, the Rockefeller Foundation, the Carnegie Foundation, the Ford Foundation, basically, it wasn't until I read the book about that investigation that I began to understand there was another force in the world. Certainly back in the 1960s, when I began studying what was going on, I honestly believed the enemy was communism. And then when I read the book, Foundations, Their Power and Influence, it became very obvious that the great tax-exempt foundations were funding communism. So 20 years or 18 years later, I tracked down Norman Dodd, who had been the director of research for the Reese Committee, and I did a classic interview with him, you can actually hear that interview on our 4-tape set on the secret government, and I sent the script for that to Ed Griffin, and Ed was really better organized than I was. He actually sent a film crew out. They re-interviewed Norman Dodd, and I bet he sold 1 million copies of his interview, because I like my interview even better, because, of course, well, I learned so much from that. But I've never gotten around to put this into here it is, 30 years later, 32 years later, and we finally have this with my commentary on it in a new DVD called The Dangerous Deception, which you can order from Radio Liberty simply by calling us at 1-800-544-8927. And we were going to really talk about what Mr. Dodd said in that interview in 1980, because I learned so much, and I look back as I went over that recently. And so I would ask these leading questions, thinking I was knowing what he was going to say, and he said something entirely different. In fact, at the time, I certainly thought that the way that the elite had actually transformed our society was by taking over the educational system and controlling our universities and our schools. And I asked a leading question. I asked how the elite had taken control of America, and Mr. Dodd replied, through the fractional reserve banking system. And I had no idea what he was talking about. Well, now, of course, I do, now that I've understood that, of course, the great tech, the people have created a banking system where they can create money out of nothing. And once they were able to just create money simply by decreeing it was money, why, of course, then they were able to buy up the media, they were able to buy up the corporations, they were able to buy up other banks, they were able to buy up the politicians, and by so doing, control the military and our educational system. And it's really, of course, I learned so much from Norman Dodd, and you will learn a great deal when you see this DVD, and you can order it any time you want to. But I thought maybe this evening we'd talk about President Obama's State of the Union message. I thought it was really so significant. I'd like to know what you think. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Give us a call, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. We'd like to know what you think or thought about President Obama's State of the Union message or anything else you'd like to talk about.
While the storm clouds gather, Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Well, many men begin having prostate symptoms when they get to be 60 years of age, so Radio Liberty is offering a great product. It's called Prostate Support. It's put together by one of the country's leading health food manufacturers. It contains ingredients which have been proven to work. I know health experts who take the product, and I use it as well, and I think it really is very effective. In addition, we have a product for women during that difficult time of life. It's called Menopause Support. And lastly, we have a product for people who have chronic difficulty with their immune system and nothing else seems to work. It's called Immune Support. All are available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. These products are compiled by a very reliable company. Give us a call, 1-800-544-8927.
Did you know that there's an increasing amount of scientific data which says that fluoride in drinking water is dangerous? Are you aware that your drinking water may in fact contain many unhealthy substances, even things which can cause sickness or disease? If you'd like information on how to remove these contaminants, find out about the Verky water filter. You can call 800-544-8927 for complete information. There is a way to return to having pure, safe drinking water. The Verky water filter. Call 800-544-8927 for information about a product that could protect you and your family from waterborne disease. The number to call is 800-544-8927. Call today.
Play 24 Liberty or 464-8295. And President Obama said he's standing behind, in front of an American flag. And you've seen the red and white stripes to sort of give you the impression that he is a patriot. President Obama is not a patriot. His loyalty is not to America. It's the globalist dream. He is an agent of the Trilateral Commission. These people who are globalists who want to intentionally transfer our jobs overseas. Now, President Obama talked about the fact that there had been, three or four million jobs lost after he'd come into office, but three or four million jobs lost before that. But now he had turned things around, and industry had actually created 3 million jobs because of his stimulus programs. And that just is not true. The Bureau of Labor Statistics certainly comes up with all sorts of figures, and figures don't lie, but liars can sure figure. And when you work for the government, you tell the public what they want you to hear. If you want to know what the real job picture is, you go to JohnWilliamsShadowStats.com, that's ShadowStats.com, and you will find out that the unemployment and underemployment rate is hanging in about 22%, and that includes about, 14 million people who are unemployed at the present time. And then there is another 9 million people who are underemployed, and about 6 million people have just given up looking for work, and we're not adding new jobs. Of course, President Obama talked about how Master Lok had moved back from China to the United States, and that's true, and they have maybe a few hundred jobs, but this is not a major trend that's taking place. In fact, basically, now, because of President Obama and the administration, why all of our electric light bulbs, fluorescent light bulbs, because we can't build incandescent light bulbs out here, because, of course, of legislation that President Obama signed, all our light bulbs are going to be fluorescent light bulbs, and they are built in China. They're much more expensive. They're potentially dangerous. The light isn't good for you. If you break one of the bulbs, of course, it releases mercury. But, of course, they have to be subsidized, at least in my experience, the fluorescent light bulbs don't last anywhere as long as the incandescent light bulbs, no matter what they say, because I put incandescent light bulbs in next to the fluorescent light bulbs. And in many incidences, why the fluorescent light bulbs burn out sooner. Now, basically, if you put them in and you leave them on all the time and you never turn them off and on, they may last longer. But if you turn them off on occasion, why, of course, at least in my experience, many of them last less long than the incandescent light bulbs. And so we have actually, and General Motors, of course, head of General Motors is in charge. He's the czar of employment here, trying to get more jobs in America. But General Electric actually produces the light bulbs, and they're going to be producing them over in China. In fact, General Electric is moving most of its jobs to China today. Increasingly, products of General Electric will be built either in Mexico and China and not in the United States. And yet, it was the president of General Electric that Barack Obama picked as the czar of employment to try to get more jobs in the United States. Now, certainly, President Obama did rightfully point out that if you are an American corporation and you move overseas, you don't pay any corporate income tax in the United States. If you stay in the United States, you will pay one of the highest rates of corporate taxes in the world, 35%. So if you had a choice between paying no corporate taxes in the United States or 35% taxes if you remain in the United States, would you remain in the United States or would you go overseas? And of course, you'd go overseas. You want to make a profit, and you don't pay taxes here in the United States if you go overseas. President Obama has waited until the third year of his presidency, suddenly saying, well, this is wrong, and he's absolutely right. And he says this should be remedied, and I totally agree with him, but why has he waited 3 years to get around to this? Because it's an election year. And, of course, he knows that this problem is not going to be solved. Neither party wants to solve it. Why? Because both political parties are dedicated to globalism. And that is sending our jobs overseas so that we basically raise the living standards in other nations and lower the living standards in the United States. And we've intentionally sent our automotive industry overseas. And you remember, of course, when Barack Obama suddenly created the stimulus bill and they gave $85 million to General Motors to build new plants and employ people. And General Motors did build new plants and did employ people. But the plants were in communist China. Now, of course, they did open a plant over here, and it's building the Volt car. It's building the Volt car, which, of course, is extremely expensive. It has to actually have about a $10,000 subsidy, and which nobody wants to buy. In fact, the dealers don't want to carry the Volt cars. They can't sell them. I think they've sold about 6,000 of them. The only people who are buying them at all is the government. The government's buying these lemons cars. They've had nothing but problems with them. And that is the end result of the federal government taking over the automotive industry. They appointed a czar. He was the car czar. He was in charge of the General Motors of motor production. And he authorized the Volt car because, of course, it depends largely on batteries. And it's been a total disaster. They lose about $10,000 on every car they sell. The only trouble is they can't sell them. But what President Obama wants is more government interference in the free market system. Now, of course, what we did, of course, help Chrysler. We gave Chrysler to Fiat Motor Company so that they would open jobs, and they did open new factories in Italy and in Mexico. And they've had a few jobs open here, but Senator, the automotive industry is not doing well. Why? Because our overall industry is not doing well. Because we have about 28 to 29 people who are either unemployed, underemployed, or have given up looking for work. We have got about 80% of our population still has their jobs, but an awful lot of people are finding it harder and harder because, of course, we do have inflation. And basically, the real inflation rate's about 11.2%, but don't take my word for it. Go to John Williams' website, shadowstats.com. Well, our telephone number here is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. And we want, of course, your questions, your thoughts on the State of the Union message. President Obama talked about the importance of energy, how we had to have more energy, and how he was going to encourage solar energy and wind energy, and how we were going to have energy independence here in the United States. And I talked certainly about the natural gas, and I think that's really wonderful, and I'm very glad we're developing a natural gas. But you notice he didn't mention hydroelectric electricity, which has been a major source of electricity in America. The reason he didn't mention it is because they're tearing out our dams. They're tearing out dams all across America. And so we will not have hydroelectricity. Did you notice in his speech he didn't mention nuclear? Why? Because, of course, they're doing everything they can to prevent the development of nuclear energy. In fact, I can't prove it, but I have a feeling what happened in Japan was a direct sabotage effort on the part of those who really want to deindustrialize not only America, but large segments of the world. And that's how they're going to lower our living standards. But they can't tell you that is the real agenda. They cannot tell you that there is an organized effort to send America's jobs overseas, to encourage factories to move overseas, to subsidize through the tax process the factories that move overseas. But this is why we've offshored much of our automotive industry, certainly our aluminum manufacturing, because we've driven up the cost of electricity so high here, and aluminum is highly dependent upon electricity. Why we've sent our steel plants overseas. Why we've certainly sent our textile industry overseas, and our clothing industry, and just try to buy clothing that manufactured here in the United States. Almost all the pills that you take, almost all the drugs are manufactured in other countries. And Charlotte is the largest manufacturer of pills, and so much of the Digitalis, and so many of the vitamins. And you cannot buy vitamin C anywhere here in the United States, hardly. It's all manufactured in China, but they're not telling you. We've transferred drug manufacturing to China. We've actually, of course, done everything we could to transfer farming to other countries, and that's why, of course, they shut down the farming industry in the Central Valley of California, because it's supposedly a 3-inch smelt. It had nothing to do with the 3-inch smelt. They wanted to close down farming here so we could build up farming in other countries. When you understand that, it begins to make sense. I mean, they've done everything they could to slow down our fishing industry. Other countries can fish in our waters, but they've restricted our own fishermen fishing in our waters. And certainly, they've done everything they could to discourage certainly the lumber industry in the United States, the mining industry in the United States. They've done everything they could to discourage companies from staying in the United States simply because of regulations, because of OSHA, the Environmental Protection Agency, all the harassment and all the paperwork you get from our own government, everything done to drive our industries over.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-dried guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Sometimes when you're having an important spiritual conversation with a friend or loved one, time simply runs out. Now there's a place on the World Wide Web that will help you keep your friend's interest until you can meet again face to face. I'm talking about thestoryofjesus.com. Yes, that's right, thestoryofjesus.com. It's a wonderful new website that does exactly what you think it should. It tells the story of Jesus Christ. You'll find there a completely harmonized version of the four gospel accounts. It's available for you to browse through on your computer, download and print for a permanent reference, and you can even listen to the story on your computer or download files, which will work on your portable digital player. Tell your friends. Use it yourself. That's thestoryofjesus.com. Simple as that. Thestoryofjesus.com. For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden. All heirloom and all ready for you to create that special, necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 888-866-9132 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 888-866-9132 right now and order seed for this year's garden. Seedcatalog.com.
Liberty or 464-8295 and give us a call. We'll talk about whatever you would like to talk about. It was interesting this afternoon. We had a half hour open lines and some lady called in, and I'm sure she's a very nice lady, but she said, you know, I really like Ron Paul, but you always want to be careful when they come up with that but. And then she went on to say that she had heard this other radio program where the fellow had attested the fact that on Ron Paul's website was a statement that he was a globalist, he was in favor of global currency, he was in favor of global trade, and Ron Paul was a globalist. And so I very simply, since I do not believe what she was saying, I said, have you gone to Ron Paul's website to check that out? Well, she hadn't gone to the website to check it out. I said, well, why, if you support Ron Paul, would you come on to my radio program, which is heard throughout the world, and then make a statement like you just made, that Ron Paul is a globalist? I do not believe he is a globalist. Why don't you go onto the internet and check it out and then give me a call back? Well, she doesn't have a computer. I said, well, you can go down to the library to do it. Well, she wanted to get somebody else to check it out. And I said, you know, this is really irresponsible to come onto a program and make a statement that Ron Paul, who is the only person who's really opposing the globalists, all the rest of the people, certainly Newt Gingrich, it belongs to the Subversive Council on Foreign Relations. He's a serial sexual predator, serial adulterer, and an unscrupulous individual who's made a great deal of money selling influence. And he made $3 million last year just selling influence. Then, of course, Romney is, I think, probably a fairly moral individual, but because he's surrounded himself by globalists who do anything to become the president, and he is certainly not a man to be trusted. He's getting a lot of money from the big banks, and then, of course, Rick Santorum is trying to trade on his Christian identity, and unfortunately, he's a globalist, and he's voted time and time again for things like all sorts of bad bits of legislation. Ron Paul is the only person there that I really believe stands for American principles. Really was so interesting. After the program, I went up on the internet and simply typed in Ron Paul, globalist wants global currency. And I came across a site that quoted exactly what this woman had said and then went on to say, but they didn't tell you the rest of the quote. Ron Paul wants global trade, and he wants a global currency. He wants a global currency made up of gold and silver, and he is in favor of global trade. But then who can be against global trade? The trouble with trade policies we have now is we have no tariffs to protect our industry, and certainly the other countries bar our goods from coming in. We don't have free and open trade. We have a trade system that is designed to enrich the other countries and impoverish America. And our leaders know that. And of course, they keep saying, oh, we're going to get fair new trade laws. And every time they pass a new trade law, the other countries evade it. And of course, we have more and more problems as far as our economy is concerned. Well, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. If you have a question or comment, give us a call. It's going to be open lines for the evening. We can talk about President Obama's Sydney State of the Union message. We can talk about globalism. But, you know, when you hear something on the radio, especially on talk radio, check it out before you try to come on to my program or somebody else's program and attack Ron Paul with information that is obviously fallacious. I believe Ron Paul is an honest man. I've certainly known him. I've met him a few times personally, but I've followed his career for 40 years. And he is the only person who espouses the Constitution and limiting the power of government so men could be free. He's the only one who's opposed wars. He's the only one who's opposed to torture. They all have been willing to go along with torture as long as it's expedient, as long as it may save some American lives. Well, what happens if the person has nothing to tell? He'll tell you anything. I mean, they scream and they scream, and the American people really don't seem to care. Our leaders don't care. Our Christian leaders don't care. Nobody speaks out against torture except Ron Paul, who says it's immoral. It is certainly illegal, and it's unreliable. And yet, this is a man who's being pilloried by people who called me to tell them it's a globalist, and they want a global currency. Sure, read what the article says. He wants a global currency based upon gold and silver, but they never mention that. Give us a call at 1-888-24-LIBERTY.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
I know that there are some of you out there who are suffering from a debilitating disease. Many of you may feel that there's nothing else that can be done regarding your cancer. I want to suggest that you investigate the Invita Clinic. The only clinic of its kind, Invita offers an extensive array of advanced natural treatments under one roof. They treat a wide variety of conditions, particularly cancer and heart disease. The diversity of their doctors' education and training ensures that no stone is left unturned when it comes to patient care. If I've stirred your interest, consider calling Invita at 866-830-4576. Better yet, investigate their website at www.invita.com. That's E-N-V-I-T-A.com. 866-830-4576, Invita at 866-830-4576. Invita.com. People are becoming more aware of the dangers of fluoride in their drinking water. We're offering you a proven way to remove more than 95% of this dangerous chemical, which threatens your good health. It's the Whole House Fluoride Removal System, available right now from Radio Liberty. This system will also remove aluminum, manganese, arsenic, lead, and most heavy metals. Your fear regarding these dangerous chemicals in the water you drink can be eased by getting more information from RadioLiberty.com. Go to RadioLiberty.com right now and find out all you need to know about protecting your home's precious water supply. Read the information about the Whole House Water Fluoride Removal System and order one. Free shipping is included in every purchase. You can also call 1-800-544-8927. Where's that information? RadioLiberty.com. That's 1-800-544-8927.
AAA 24 Liberty or 464-8295. And Ken, do you have a question or comment?
Hi, my name is Tim. I'm calling from upstate New York.
Okay, is it Ken or Kim?
Tim, T-I-M.
Oh, Tim. Well, they got it up here wrong. So anyway, Tim from upstate New York, go right ahead.
Well, how are you doing tonight,
I'm
Dr.
doing
Tim?
Fine, thank you. How are you?
Good. It's a real pleasure to be on your show tonight. A real honor.
Okay. Well, what would you like to talk about?
Well, have you ever heard of a paper? I'm not sure if they're still making it, but it used to be called the Suncoast Eco Report, the Sarasota Times.
Never heard of it.
Well, it's out of Florida. I got a copy of it in front of me right now.
Okay, now what was the point you wanted to make?
Okay, because I really liked your guest that you've had on talking about the smart meters, the dental fillings. Have you heard that the government was using radioactive scrap metal since like the year 1990 to make a lot of our coins?
No, I haven't. I really couldn't discuss it at all. I don't know if it's true or not.
Okay, well,
I mean, there are a lot of things that there are a lot of things that are up on the internet that I said that are not accurate. This may be accurate. It may not. Have you checked it?
No, this came out really before the internet was big.
Okay, fine. Well, I would suggest you get on the internet and check it now, but I do not know anything about it.
Right.
I would not put it out unless I had checked it. I would not make a statement unless I could verify it.
They also claim that...
But they can claim anything Have you checked it? And why are you putting it out on an international program? If you haven't checked it, to be sure it's true. I mean, anybody can say anything, Tim, but it doesn't have to be true. They're putting out disinformation all the time. Please always check if you see something
this
like that.
This is old information. It goes. They talk about the mercury dental fillings. They talk about styrofoam. They talk about MSG. They talk about excitotox.
Fine, all those things are absolutely true, but that's not the thing you brought out. You brought out that they were using Tim, you brought out the fact that they were using radioactive metal in our coins. Yes, so that we should be concerned about dental fillings. We should be concerned about MSG. What was the point you wanted to make?
Well, the paper that I'm referring to is the Suncoast Eco Report.
Okay.
The issue is Volume 8, Number 12, and Volume 9,
okay,
Number
fine,
1.
Fine. Tim, I do not have a copy. I have no access to it. What is the
can
point
I send
you want
it to
make?
You?
Yes, you certainly can, but I'll appreciate getting it. But I would be very, very surprised, and I could be wrong, that they're using radioactive metal in the coins that they're issuing. Well, you send it to me, and you can get my address off the Internet, okay?
Okay.
Okay,
well,
God bless you.
Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
You're more than welcome. God bless.
I don't mean to scare anybody. This paper came out 13, 14 years ago, and they were saying all this stuff was true and like a prophecy, and most of it's all come true, and I hear about it on your show.
Well, but the thing is that what the other side does, it mixes truth with falsehood. And then, of course, you put out all these things that are true, and one thing that's false, and you've discredited everything else you've said. In other words, basically, Sydney, you're right about MSG. You're right, Sydney, about aspartame. You're right about mercury fillings. But if you're wrong about the other thing, you've discredited everything else you've said. So be very, very careful what you say, okay? And please get that off to me. God bless. Our telephone number again is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. And remember, ladies and gentlemen, our enemy is very clever. And they will get the people who pretend to be conservatives. And almost everything they say is accurate. But, of course, they'll say a few things that are totally wrong. Some of our most significant organizations, so-called conservative organizations, put out a great deal of good information about on the really important issues. They're always on the wrong side, and basically, because people trust them, why, of course, they're misled. Well, let's go to Frank calling from Wyoming. Again, our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Hey, Frank, do you have a question or comment?
Well, greetings, Dr. Stan. Well, you just missed a great fundraising opportunity. You could have got everybody to send the coins to you for verification.
I didn't even think of that, right. Ladies and gentlemen, they're all radioactive. Send them all to me, you know.
Yeah.
It's like these fellows are saying, you know, the world is going to end Thursday of next month, you know, so sell everything you have and send me the money.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Frank.
Yeah. Well, I just wanted to give you a field report.
Okay.
There was a meeting tonight in Cheyenne, a presentation on the Constitution by the local John Birch Society coordinator, and we had 60 people show up.
That's great.
And it was a not just the usual suspects, and I'm politically active here, but all kinds of new folks that are really getting concerned about where our country's going.
Hey, well, basically our early morning program is heard there in Cheyenne. That's, I think, 1310 out of Johnstown. So
yeah.
Try to get people to listen to that program. It gets all of northern Colorado, Fort Collins, Boulder, much of Denver, but it does get into Cheyenne as well. Okay, well, I'm so glad you're getting an increasing response. I think we're going to see more and more people beginning looking for answers, and Sydney, I hope you'll be there to steer them in the right direction.
Yes, sir. Well, with your help and God's help, I think we're going to be successful, sir.
Well, mostly with God's help. Anyway, anything else you wanted to say, Frank?
just have a good one, Doc.
Hey, God bless you, and thanks for all your work, and just keep trying to get those people educated. Let's go to David is calling from upstate New York. Again, our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. And hi, David, how are we doing?
Pretty good, Dr. Stan. I have a question, Dr. Stan. Do you have any plans on having any speaking engagements on the East Coast in the near future?
No, I don't. I'm getting a little old as far as traveling. If I had a good invitation for a real large crowd, I'd probably come. But I haven't been back to speak anywhere on the East Coast in probably 10, 15 years or more, so I don't have anything. If you want to hear me, you're going to have to listen to the radio.
Have you been ever up to around the New York State area, upstate New York?
I never have. I've never actually been into that area.
Okay, what would the minimum amount of people in order for you to come out and have a speaking engagement? What would the minimum amount?
Well, I don't know. I suppose 100, 150 people. You know, it just simply I can reach so many more people over the radio than I can in an audience. But I would certainly, if it was sometime, I wouldn't want to come back there in the middle of winter right now. If you could get a really good audience, well, I'd come. And basically, I'm trying to reach as many people as I can, but radio, I'm firmly convinced, is the last vehicle we have. Television's too expensive. Certainly, if we had the facilities for internet video, I think that what Alex Jones is doing, is really great. We just don't have the facilities for it. But anyway, I appreciate your thinking of me, but get people to listen to our radio programs. This is how we're really getting people to understand what's going on. And what's really so encouraging is when people call, they really understand what's going on. And so they're going to be here to educate others long after I've gone to be with the Lord.
Well, you know, the thing is, Dr. Stan, I'm sure there'd be a number of people that would be interested in listening to you. But the thing is, you know, we're on the East Coast here. Your program's aired at 11 o'clock at night. Most people are in bed by that time because they have to get up for work or school the next morning.
I know that. But basically, if they have the internet or a iPod or an iPhone or a BlackBerry or any one of these complicated things, all they have to do is go to our website, RadioLiberty.com. They can pull us down there and listen to the archive programs. If they have a phone with unlimited minutes, they can listen anytime, 24 hours a day, by simply calling 760-LOW-SS11. That's 760-LOW-SS11. They can hear 9 hours a day on, if they have a KU band satellite, they were 3 hours a day on shortwave. And some of our programs are heard much earlier on shortwave. Programs are heard 6 to 8 in the East Coast on shortwave. So basically, the information is there. We just got to convince them it's worthwhile listening. And my job is to make the programs interesting enough so people will listen. And when we do, of course, our ultimate goal is to convince them that this is a spiritual battle and they better have a personal relationship with our Lord. Anything else, David?
Yeah, just one other quick question. I haven't seen Jesse Ventura on TV for a while. He used to have a program called Conspiracy Theory.
Yeah, he does. And basically, as you know, he's moved to Mexico. But he is filming, and those programs that he has filmed, I know he filmed an hour with my friend Mark Phillips, and that will be aired, probably be aired sometime in the next 3 or 4 months. So basically, he's still around, and he's still as stubborn and outspoken as he always was, and God love him. Now, basically, he's not coming from a Christian point of view, but pray for Jesse Ventura. He's a brilliant individual, and I just wish he had a relationship with our Lord. And who knows, maybe if enough people pray for him, the Lord will touch his heart.
And also, just one other quick note, on a local cable TV station, they haven't been airing Alex Jones. It's been over 3 weeks since I've seen him. They were airing him every Tuesday from noon to 1 o'clock, but I haven't seen him on the TV for at least 3 weeks now.
Well, you have to talk to them about it. I have to worry about my own program, not Alex's, but Alex is doing a great job.
Okay. All right. Keep up the good work, Dr.
God bless. Thanks very much, David. Well, let's go to Ron, who's calling from Washington State. And once again, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And I do appreciate those people back on the East Coast who listen to our program, and they sit up until sometimes 1 o'clock every morning to listen. But I appreciate their dedication and loyalty to what we're trying to do. Fortunately now, of course, we have a much bigger audience on the West Coast up there in the Spokane area, because we have our shortwave and our internet programs that can be heard, and our archive programs can be heard at any time. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And hi, Ron, how are you doing there in Washington State?
Well, I'm doing fine. Things aren't going too well politically in our state. They just are on the verge of approving the sodomite marriage and destroying the biblical definition of marriage, which to me is turning our the basis of our laws from the Bible to paganism.
You're absolutely right, but basically it is happening because the good people aren't involved.
Well, we had a whole bunch of folks from, I live in Eastern Washington, and a church supplied a bus, and we drove over some in some pretty hazardous conditions, leaving at about 4 a.m. We had people even had to drive to the bus, drove like an hour and a half, so they probably got up close to midnight to get to drive all the way over. I call it going from a bunch of Polish peasants going from the Polish countryside all the way to Gestapo headquarters in Berlin to try and talk to Führer out of the next pogrom in Poland. Of course, outcome was foreordained. That was just more or less just a stage prop in this political theater. But what was really appalling to me was the fact that so many of these clergy persons, or whatever they call them, shamans or whatever they are, from some of these mainline churches showed up in favor of this, overturning biblical marriage. And I was there at the hearing, and Evangelical Lutheran Church, back to you, I guess he's married, some of these guys, was there, a pastor in full costume. There was a priestess with the leastest from the United Church of Christ, my old denomination. There was a rabbi who used Genesis 2. To justify marrying a man and a man.
But, Ron, I'm sure you understand that they infiltrated our churches a long time ago. They've infiltrated our conservative organizations. They've infiltrated our liberal organizations. They've infiltrated our religious ceremonies, seminaries. They've infiltrated the Jewish religion. They've planted their people there. Part of this conspiracy against God. And that's really what it's all about, a conspiracy against God. And there is going to be, if I could say, the devil to pay one of these days for what we've done. And it is happening because the good people are just too busy being busy to be involved. But men and women, as you've heard me say before, men and women become accomplices of the evils they fail to oppose. And
if there was a lot of godly preachers there. But none of them looked nearly as ornately dressed. They didn't come in costume. They looked like ordinary folks. They used the Word of God, not these people who disparaged the Word of God or ignored it. It was quite a sight to behold. And it seemed like what they've done is literally to destroy the foundation of our entire legal system.
Well, but not only that, they're destroying this foundation of our moral system. Now, basically, I believe in a free society, people have the right to do the wrong thing, but to call it marriage, I mean, this is certainly, why do they want to call it marriage? Because they want to convince themselves that what they're doing is all right. And basically, if you hate homosexuals, you would let them do whatever they want to, because it's going to kill them. They die much younger because of their activities, because the things they do are just plain unhealthy. But not only that, but they are going to spend eternity in hell because they violated intentionally and purposely God's law.
Yeah, in a way, you feel sorry for them because they are just pawns,
right?
In a game by a bunch of sexual anarchists to just destroy the social fabric of our country. But I also called up about the surprising finish of that serial adulterer and backstabber Newt Gingrich.
Okay, fine. Who belongs to the Subversive Council on Foreign Relations? So. What was your comment on that?
Why did he do so well?
Well, I don't know whether they rigged the election. Somebody apparently had put in $3 to $4 million into a super PAC, and they were running all sorts of ads in favor of Gingrich in the last few days. And I think that probably they just simply had so much information out there, and they were able to convince a lot of good people that serial adultery is perfectly all right as long as you have enough money to buy ads. Hang on there. Our number 1-888-24-LIBERTY. But I think that there was just a massive campaign there in the last 3 or 4 days. The good thing, Ron, that the...
Most Americans are iodine deficient today because they stopped adding iodine to our milk and to our flour, and only about half of the salt that's consumed in the United States today contains iodine. So Radio Liberty has produced a 4-tape or a 4-CD set that discusses the health benefits of iodine. We also offer Iodorol. It contains 12.5 milligrams of iodine per tablet. And we also offer potassium iodide tablets, a little protects your thyroid gland in case there's a nuclear attack. So if you'd like to order these products or obtain additional information, why don't you call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Or go to our website at radioliberty.com. That's radioliberty.com. Once again, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927.
Sometimes when you're having an important spiritual conversation with a friend or loved one, time simply runs out. Now there's a place on the World Wide Web that will help you keep your friend's interest until you can meet again face to face. I'm talking about thestoryofjesus.com. Yes, that's right, thestoryofjesus.com. It's a wonderful new website that does exactly what you think it should. It tells the story of Jesus Christ. You'll find there a completely harmonized version of the four gospel accounts. It's available for you to browse through on your computer, download in print for a permanent reference, and you can even listen to the story on your computer or download files, which will work on your portable digital player. Tell your friends. Use it yourself. That's thestoryofjesus.com. Simple as that. Thestoryofjesus.com. For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden. All heirloom and all ready for you to create that special, necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 888-866-9132 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 888-866-9132 right now and order seed for this year's garden. Seedcatalog.com.
Cedarstrom, and we will welcome your calls at 1-888-24-LIBERTY during the next hour. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. But we would like to keep the calls in the next hour upon the economy and the coming economic collapse. What is it coming? I can't tell you. Oh, but of course, certainly everything they're doing is designed to destroy the value of our currency, to destroy the value of certainly of our the life savings, the pensions, the annuities, the bank accounts, the bonds, all of these things of the average individual. And this whole program is designed to impoverish our people. And certainly, as Ken Fromm had told Lindsay Williams, I mean, the average individual uses paper money. We have our own money. And Lindsay said, what's your own money? And Ken Fromm beamed and said, why, we use gold and silver. And they do. I mean, certainly that's what they use as their medium of exchange because it has eternal value. And of course, these other things, of course, can be destroyed and will be destroyed. Well, this is the time when I need to remind our listeners that my ministry, Radio Liberty, is primarily listener-supported. We've got a great new DVD. We hope to have it ready. It's all shot. We've done all the paperwork on it. It's called The Dangerous, let's see, a deadly, deadly deception, we'll get to the title for it very, very shortly. And under any event, we have my talk on the Brotherhood of Darkness. We have my talk on the dark secret, on the forbidden secret, and the syllabuses go with that. And dangerous deception. It's the dangerous deception. The dangerous deception is my interview with Norman Dodd I shot 30 years ago. And of course, this is where he told about how World War I was planned in 1908 and 1909. That of course, that the people who control America, were trying to so alter life in America that one day we could be peacefully merged with the Soviet Union. And he simply quoted Rowan Gaither. You'll actually see this whole interview, which is so vitally important. It's the dangerous deception, the dangerous deception. And we do hope you want to get that. So basically, our telephone number is 1-800-544-8927. And it's not available yet. In fact, our operator might not even know. Just ask for the dangerous deception. And we'll be sure you get it just as soon. We should have it completed in a week or so. And then, of course, we do hope you'll want to get my talk on the best enemies money could buy, my interview with Professor Sutton, where he goes into how we finance the communists, how we finance the Nazis, how we finance the North Vietnamese all during the Vietnam War. We were never allowed to win the war. We didn't go there to win the war. It was simply a great diversion. And while our boys were being slaughtered and killed over there, they brought in Medicare. They brought in Medicaid. They brought in the Great Society. The Vietnam War was the deception. How do I know that? Fought for that purpose. Because I read the plan, and you can read it too. It isn't the January 1967 issue of Foreign Affairs magazine, the lead article written by me, George Bundy, member of the Satanic Skull and Bone Society, member of the CFR, Foreign Policy Advisor to the President of the United States. The title article is titled The End of Either Or. Well, we'll be back in just a moment for the next hour.
Voices in a solemn prayer.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story. Hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at and that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that'll determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, and for this next hour, they're going to be the views of our good friend and loyal supporter, Melody Cederstrom. Hi, Melody. How are we doing?
Oh, just fine, Dr. Stan. Thank you.
Well, tell us what's going on in the gold and silver markets today. I'm sure you saw that article. Talk about unintended consequences, the law of unintended consequences, because our federal government is trying to keep us at the countries from trading with Iran in dollars. India, which, of course, depends upon Iran for 20% of its oil, said, all right, you don't want us to trade with Iran in dollars. We'll just use gold and silver. We'll just use gold and silver and purchase the oil with that. And talk about unintended consequences. That's the one thing that the Brotherhood of Darkness fears most, because, of course, if people start using gold and silver as an international currency, it will break their hold over the whole world. Go right ahead.
Absolutely. The New World Order, I mean, their ability to create and grow the government and to steal from the people is all based on fiat currency trade. And you've had this, you have every nation that trades in fiat currencies, and, you know, somewhere along the line they need to stabilize. I said for a very long time they will use gold as the stabilizer, probably into a basket of currencies, and certainly these countries are joining together because it will be all about oil. Our dollar is tied to the oil market, to the Saudis, and that is what originally made our currency the reserve currency of the world. That was the beginning of it. We see what happens when countries mess with that, with the reserve currency, the U.S. dollars. We've seen it happen in various countries. And again, now these countries are getting together. In fact, I was just reading an article that was dated a couple of years ago talking about agreements and meetings between, you have the China, the Russia, the Japan, and we've recently seen agreements within their currencies to trade back and forth with their own currencies with China, Russia, Brazil, Japan, and even France. So, and now they're bringing in the Saudi Arabias and the oil-producing countries. So it is all about currencies, and they're out to save their own countries. And, people just don't understand that, you know, a lot of focus is on Greece, and yes, it has an impact on us. It is our banking system. But you know what? It's a world problem. It's a situation. It hasn't gotten better. It's only going to decline. It's going to affect each and every one of us. And no matter, you know, he did his State of the Union address this evening, no matter what they say about how better this country is becoming and all the optimism, supposedly in his speech that was a campaign speech, as far as I'm concerned, and this country is not getting better. I was just also watching a video. It was called Dismantling Detroit. And it showed people, and I don't know if we're going to break here or not, Dr. Stan.
Go right ahead. I'll tell you when we're going to have to go. Go ahead.
And it was a video showing a few men in there. I would say they're probably their 30s, and they're dismantling, you know, the factories, the steel, the scrap that they're finding. And, for blocks and blocks and blocks. But yet there was talk tonight how Detroit is coming back, how GM is back on top of selling vehicles. They're just not telling the truth.
Of course he's not telling the truth, but you can tell what President Obama is lying because his lips are moving. And President Obama simply reads the script somebody's written for him. He is simply the front man for the power elite. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 464-8295. Go right ahead, Melody. We're talking about this video that just showed them dismantling Detroit. And basically, of course, when President Obama says that the automotive industry is coming back, he's just not telling the truth. We were making, at one time, 18 million vehicles a year. We're making 11.5, at the most, 12 million vehicles at the present time. And simply, China is making more vehicles than we are. Go right ahead.
And certainly, he talked about the retooling of GM. Yeah, they retooled it for that Chevy Volt, which, you know, they knew it was going to be a failure from the beginning. But this video was interesting because it showed, you know, they just showed a few stats. It showed that over 50,000 American factory jobs, factories have closed, American factories closed. We all know that 6 million jobs plus have been lost. And what was interesting is one of the top exports of the U.S. is actually scrap metal to China. So now we have all this scrap metal that is being torn down, dismantling of Detroit. And it was just, this is real. These are people's lives. There's no job. And all they mentioned in the video is that it was more of a visual video. And, you know, what you have going into Detroit, you know, drugs, prostitutes, and, certainly people who can't work and make a living. But I don't think Detroit is the only city of this country that are having these problems. Read another one. Six block, a line at the Ford Motor Company for people looking for a job, applying for a job. Six blocks. And this was, I believe, in Chicago. So the people are not working. Things will continue to get worse. But the one day, one day there will be an outrage. And that's the part where people do need to prepare.
Well, the thing is, Melody, that the American people find it very difficult to believe the president would go on a worldwide television and lie. And yet it's true. It's only within this last week. Why, of course, Wichita, which has always been the center of Boeing, was suddenly told that Boeing is closing down its production facilities in Wichita, Kansas. And this is going to have a profound impact there. And certainly some of the other companies like Cessna, which produces planes there, is going to be cutting back as well. But the biggest thing is Boeing is just pulling up lock, stock, and barrel and leaving Wichita. I don't know where they're going, whether they're going overseas, whether they're going to switch to another community. But there is a real problem with all of our industries. Well, this is Dr. Stan. Of course, Melody was simply talking about what's going on in Detroit, and contrary to everything that Barack Obama is saying, why America's automotive industry is not growing. In fact, it's fallen behind. It's fallen from 18 million cars a year to 11 to 12 million cars a year. Yes, General Motors doing very well, but they're producing their cars in China. And of course, when Barack Obama gave $85 million to General Motors to build new factories and put people to work, they did just that. With the factories they produced were in China. The people they put to work were in China. Here in America, they've produced the Volt. They lose money on every one they manufacture. And of course, the dealers will not take them, the Volt, or very few of them will, take them from the manufacturers, because this is looked upon as a lemon. It's too expensive. There's only room for four people in the car. And, of course, they catch on fire, certainly if you get the hit from the side. And there's a fear about the Volt. People do not like it. Why? Because it was manufactured according to government specifications, not according to what the customers want, not a free enterprise system designed to please the people, but a design to please the czar. Barack Obama appointed a czar to take over control of the automotive industry, to take care of General Motors, and they have, and General Motors has been a disaster ever since then, creating more and more new factories in other countries. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. Our guest, of course, is Melody Cederstrom. We're talking about what's happening to our economy, what's happening to gold and silver. And certainly here in the last maybe week or so, like gold and silver seem to be snapping back. Gold has snapped back from the early 1600s up to 1660, 1670. Silver has gone from 28 to about 32. That's a big improvement. That's almost 15-18% increase in the price of silver in the last 2 weeks. What's actually encouraging the increase of gold and silver this time? Or do you think it's just a normal fluctuation? Or do you think maybe we're going to be able to see once again, as gold and silver increase their value, as the value of our currency continues falling in relationship to other currencies throughout the world? Our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. And certainly the price of oil is going up, but the price of oil really isn't going up. It is simply the value of the dollar is falling. And with that, of course, then, of course, the value of gold and silver rises. But what are your thoughts, Melody?
Well, I think there's multiple reasons that, you know, could have had the impacts. I definitely do, manipulation is probably the largest, but you do have somewhat of a connection to the U.S. dollar and gold. And with the problems that we had in Europe, we saw pressure on the euro. And of course, investors, not individuals, I think investors were going from, buying into the dollar. And we saw a little bit of strength, and now we're beginning to see that reverse a little bit. Our government really don't want a strong dollar. They want a weaker dollar. And so I think that was part of it. But I think the fundamentals for gold, everything that we see, the fiat currency, what we face in the very near future, everything is coming together. And I do believe you're going to begin to see the collapse of the world government. I think you'll see something different arise. And so I think we're in the process. I think you're going to see much higher prices later on this year, probably again in the last quarter of the year. But then again, if there is some sort of an event that happens prior to the end, we can certainly see higher prices. But gold and silver are doing exactly what they're supposed to do. They're certainly in historic terms and in inflation adjusted rates, they should be higher than what they are today. But I always tell my clients, appreciate the price at where they're at today. So that way you can continue to purchase, you can continue to accumulate at these lower prices. But even as gold and silver become more expensive, that isn't a reason to shy away from acquiring them and putting them into your portfolio. Because I think even at 2,000, even at 2,500, depending on what is going on, and I believe we'll definitely see 3,000 gold and probably higher, but I'll, wait and see what happens and what is going on at that point in time. It's much better to have gold even at 2,500 than it is to have and hold the fiat currency.
Well, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. The whole world monetary system is beginning to tremble and fall apart. Certainly, the southern European currencies are crumbling, and we're talking about Greek currency, Portuguese, Spanish, Italian, and basically, of course, there's no way they can ever pay off their debt. They have these massive debts, and they can't possibly pay them off. Even France is having some very, very real problems as far as their debt is concerned. And debt is what destroys nations. Just as the individual cannot keep spending money they don't have, so nations cannot do the same. Now, you have to understand that because the central banks of the world work in concert, and the American Central Bank is the sort of the chief central bank. It's supposed to represent America. It doesn't. It represents the globalists, the traitors, the subversive element within our society, who is dedicated to a world government. So just within the last 10 days, the Federal Reserve System created $1 trillion out of nothing. They just created $1 trillion, and then they swapped it with the European Central Bank. So they got back a $1 trillion in euros currency, which was created out of nothing. in return for $8 trillion of Federal Reserve notes created out of nothing. And now, of course, they're lending those Federal Reserve notes to all the European countries, and apparently about 500 banks are buying or borrowing money with a 0.5%, a 0.25% interest rate. They're flooding Europe with money, trying to keep the economies over there afloat. And ladies and gentlemen, this is going to work for a time. You could always make the system work if you pour the money out, but what it does is cumulatively, each time you do it, you destroy a little bit more of the value of the currency until eventually, of course, it loses all value and you have to keep churning out money almost on a weekly or almost a daily basis just to keep the whole system going. This is the story. It's happened over and over again. Right now, we're not to that point. The $1 trillion they put out may very well last a year. But a lot of that money is going to come flooding back into America. And so basically, our economy probably will not continue falling. It will maybe even pick up a little bit because all of this new money here, but it's going to gradually and steadily erode the value of our currency. Well, of course, that is a disaster for the individual, but it's great for the price of gold and silver. And I think you can be assured because of this new massive infusion of fiat money into the system, the gold and silver are going to go up. Our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. If you have a question or comment for our guest, Melody Cederstrom of Discount Gold and Silver, who does support Radio Liberty, and we appreciate that. Melody, would you like to tell our listeners how they can get in touch with you? And if you're out there and you have a question about any of these subjects, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 464-8295. Go right ahead.
Thank you. Well, our telephone number is 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. They can give us a call, and our website is dgscoins.com. That's DGS for Discount Gold Silver Coins, coins.com. And you can sign up for a newsletter from the website. And today I started working on my first blog, so we'll have to see how that goes. But they can sign up for it once that gets going. And, of course, the blog isn't so much, you know, the website. There's a lot of information. Of course, there's newsletters out there that tell you what's going on, the reasons you need to purchase gold. But to me, I believe there's just so much misinformation that is floating around the internet. So many new companies that are popping up, you know, that barely been in business for a year or two. And those are the issues we're going to address. Those are the ones I want to address, you know, to give quotes, to show comparisons with various companies, to address when people hear things about or perhaps a personal situation they had with a when purchasing gold and silver. These types of things I would like to address because I think they're more important. Because when it comes down, people have worked too hard for their money. There's been too many, you know, they just pay way too much for the product that they purchase, and there's a lot of things that need to be addressed, and that's what I choose to do on the blogs that we're going to be creating. So I encourage those to get to the website and look for the blog and get signed up for that.
Well, I think that people really don't understand the gold market. There's nothing very significant about it. Mm-hmm. What you have to be careful of is the fast-talking salesman who wants to sell you commemorative coins because, boy, they used to sell for so much more than they're selling for today, and you can buy it for a third of what they used to sell it for. Of course, you know, they're going to sell it to you for twice the price of gold, and when you go to sell it, why, of course, you'll get the price of gold or maybe even a little less. Be very, very careful. There are a lot of sharks out there in the water. They smell blood, and they're going to take advantage of you. You know, you need to have somebody you can trust. Shop around. I think you'll find that that Melody at Sydney is honest and straightforward. Believe me, she would not be on Radio Liberty if we had any question at all, but we've never had one complaint in all the years we've had her with us. Give us a call, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, too far liberty. Well, Melody said...
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Well, many men begin having prostate symptoms when they get to be 60 years of age, so Radio Liberty is offering a great product. It's called Prostate Support. It's put together by one of the country's leading health food manufacturers. It contains ingredients which have been proven to work. I know health experts who take the product, and I use it as well, and I think that really is very effective. In addition, we have a product for women during that difficult time of life. It's called Menopause Support. And lastly, we have a product for people who have chronic difficulty with their immune system and nothing else seems to work. It's called Immune Support. All are available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. These products are compiled by a very reliable company. Give us a call, 1-800-544-8927.
Did you know that there's an increasing amount of scientific data which says that fluoride in drinking water is dangerous? Are you aware that your drinking water may in fact contain many unhealthy substances, even things which can cause sickness or disease? If you'd like information on how to remove these contaminants, find out about the Verkey water filter. You can call 800-544-8927 for complete information. There is a way to return to having pure, safe drinking water. The Verkey water filter. Call 800-544-8927 for information about a product that could protect you and your family from waterborne disease. The number to call is 800-544-8927. Call today.
American Highway, this highway that's going to go from Mexico up to Canada, and of course it's going to have this great big wide swath through there, and basically they're going to have toll roads. But this is not the Spanish. This is a part of the Brotherhood of Darkness, a very wealthy Spanish corporation that's doing this sort of thing. So basically, I mean, the Spanish government's having terrible time. The Spanish people are having terrible time. But there's always an elite in every country. that, of course, has fabulous amounts of money accumulated it, and they have them in, certainly in England, they have them in France, in Germany, and they have them in Mexico. One of the richest men in the world is actually in Mexico, where there's so many of the people are living in abject poverty, and yet you have a number of billionaires living in Mexico. These people all interlock into what I call the Brotherhood of Darkness. Now, John, do you have another point you'd like to make before we let you go?
Well, the idea of people understanding, you know, this country right now, if you go to the Chronicles of the Confidential Financial Reports, it's CFAR, you know, Confidential Annual Financial Report, CAFR1.com, the people can see that we have $113 trillion in the good. We generate like $300 billion in taxation rights a month, and it only costs us about $29 billion to operate the country. And it's the same issues that they did in the first Depression. They just took the money away from the little person, which is basically a straight line bar, looks like an L, because the 1% control most of the money. And as they do that, they just put us in poverty. But if we recognize this and we actually put it in our prayers, I want to say that we could possibly change this. It doesn't have to be. It's just we allow them to manipulate our minds to create this scenario, and we've got to step up to the plate.
Well, Melody, how would you respond to what John is saying?
Well, you're right. All things can be accomplished with prayer. But I just wanted to address, you know, when you talk about all these differences in the monies, you have to follow the money. And you'll see who's all behind this. I mean, just look at the Keystone Pipeline that was shut down by Obama. If you follow, guess who benefits from that?
You know, I think for our listeners, the Keystone Pipeline was to have gone from the Alberta tar sands. It was to have gone across Canada, then have gone out down the central part of the United States, through Nebraska, down along the Gulf Coast, where there were going to be certainly refineries, and they were going to take this oil out of the Canadian oil sands, Alberta oil sands, and ship it down so it could be refined and then used in the United States. It would help us to become certainly energy independent, provide about 20% of the oil needs we have. And so what happens? Why, Barack Obama cancels the pipeline. And so basically now, of course, the Chinese are going to end up with all that oil. Barack Obama didn't mention that tonight any more than he mentioned the fact that they're tearing down the dams here, so we won't be able to generate electricity. They're doing everything they can to stop the development of nuclear energy, so we won't have electricity. They've already committed to cutting fossil fuel emissions 80% by the year 2050. At that point, we will be totally deindustrialized, and of course, it's simply the people who control Obama who are doing this. Obama, understand, is simply an actor on the stage. Sydney, our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. Melody, you were talking about this Keystone, Keystone pipeline that Obama shut down. Go right ahead.
Well, the person who benefits the most out of that is Warren Buffett, because he owns the rail system that would be used to transport the oil. And so, and this will take him years and years into 2040, 2050, I mean, for a very long time. So he's the one who benefited from this program being canceled. So always follow the money, and you can see who the players are, and a lot of who behind it. And it's all the same, and they're all the same. You know, there's the elite, there's the group, there's part of the New World Order. They will become very wealthy. They're already very wealthy, but they rule and control everything.
And Warren Buffett is not the benign, nice little guy he pretends to be. He's one of the elite. People have invested in with him. They've done very well. They're very fortunate. But one day I'm sure that they're going to manipulate Berkshire Hathaway so that a lot of the people who have their savings invested with Warren Buffett will end up like the people who invested with Bernie Madoff. We'll be back in a moment. Well, this is Dr. Stan. John, anything else you'd like to say before we let you go?
The idea of the price of fuel oil, you know, you've got ByronWine.com shows you all sorts of free energy. The first perpetual gravity motor was invented in 1710. It's as simple as a teeter-totter. T-Bone Pickens there was declaring that, like, Saudi Arabia and all the oil countries of the world have fuel for, like, 17 cents to 24 cents a gallon. And I'm a farmer, and what they're doing with my chickens right now is they're killing my chickens here in this country, shipping them on a freezer ship to China and back, and putting them in a packaged food in China and sending them back. And they can do that for less than I can mail a letter. So why can't we, if we can't build a refinery plant, as Mr. Pickens is telling us, because of the EPA rulings, why don't we just go across and buy gasoline already processed for 15 cents a gallon or 17 cents a gallon in bulk? That would be like about $8 a barrel. Then bring it over and we'd have it. If they doubled their money even, we'd still be 50 cents a gallon.
But they're not going to allow that. You know very well they're not going to allow that. Why should they let us have gas for 50 cents a gallon when we will pay $3.50 or $3.75?
Well, they print the money anyhow, so it's really not a necessity that it's them controlling the money. The way I look at it is they're controlling the atmosphere. They're changing the cyclotronic resonance of the atmosphere for the water is no longer water, as they're predicting in the Bible that our children's lips will crack. It's because water is no longer water. It's a chemical. The chemtrail activity, we have two cars today. The Ford Fusion diesel gets 89 miles a gallon. The Mercedes Shadow diesel gets 93 miles a gallon. Again, one's not sold in the United States due to the fact of supposed emissions problems. The other one most people can't afford, so you can't touch that. But the powers to be know they have free energy, and yet they won't use it where they're transferring us now to natural gas. And, again, a manipulation of cracking and fracking the underlayment of our Earth. They have, Planet X is a very possible thing to be happening here this next year, as they might be cracking the surface of the Earth so that we have a continental apportionment that changes.
Hold up. We're going to let you go. God bless, and thanks very much. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And, of course, our guest is Melody Cedarstrom. We're talking about what's going on, said Dave. In our society, we had John during the break pointing out that there are cars out there that'll get 50, 60, 70 miles a gallon on diesel fuel. They just won't allow them to be sold in the United States under one guise or another. Oh, they put out too much emissions. You know, they get 60 or 70 miles to the gallon. But we don't approve of all the fossil fuel emissions they put off. And ladies and gentlemen, it's just phonies, a $3 bill. They're using the Environmental Protection Agency to block competition, to block bringing in certainly vehicles that will burn far less fuel. They know what to do, but the last thing they want is for fuel-efficient cars that will get 50 to 100 miles per gallon. My telephone number certainly is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. Our guest is Melody Cedarstrom. And Melody, once again, let's get out your telephone number, let's get out your website, so people can get in touch with you, because you need somebody to counsel you about your investments at this time, and most of the people out there are going to try to get you into one or another stock or something of that sort. Stay away from them. Nothing is sure today other than that gold and silver will maintain some of their value, and it's something you want to have and you want to hold. You do not want somebody else holding these things for you. And diversify, diversify, diversify. Melody, go right ahead.
Our telephone number is 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. And our website is bgscoins.com. That is bgscoins.com.
All right, fine. And Chris, Melody, how long have you been in the gold business now?
Oh, since 1995. So it's, I've seen a lot of changes over the years, and I've seen a lot of people hurt. In fact, I just saw a lawsuit on a dealer out of Colorado, an $80 million lawsuit, and he's a very popular person, a very does a lot of preaching and so forth, and a lot of people trusted him. A lot of the elderly, a lot of Christian people trusted him, and I saw he was just had a lawsuit put on him the end of December, first of this year. So they've been I've been hearing reports on him for a long time, but you know, people just continue to ignore the signs. They ignore the warnings, and that's what happened. $80 million is a big amount for a company that didn't deliver. So,
well, now basically, what was the problem? Did he not deliver the gold coins? Did he deliver? Did he take the money, hold it for a period of time before he delivered them? What was the scam? Because there's so many scams in the gold and silver business.
It's so much that the people didn't get delivered. They didn't get delivered for a very, very long time. I would have to assume that if people didn't get delivered for a very long time, that maybe people didn't get delivered at all. I mean, if you were happy with your product when you got it, I don't know why you would sue, unless you didn't get your product for $80 million. So, I don't know. So I don't know exactly. I just saw the headline. It was an $80 million lawsuit placed on this company.
I see. Is that in any way affiliated with some radio broadcasts?
He does do radio broadcasts.
All right, fine. Then I think I know who you are, and we certainly don't want to go into any detail on it. But I, in fact, basically, I was told by Ted Anderson that they were thinking of actually adding another channel to Genesis, because there was this other radio network that was going to go down, and I didn't know who he was talking about. But I do know who they're talking about, and they said this will be advantageous because they will be taken from our point of view. They will put us on from 8 to 10 Pacific time, 11 to 1 Eastern time, onto the Genesis Network. So basically we already go out on the Christian radio network to probably about 10 stations. We go out certainly on the KU satellite, and of course, then we'd be on the Genesis satellite third, because we actually have the facilities for that, and that would really give us an opportunity to massively expand our ministry. So they promised to let me know by the end of this month. Now I know what's going on, and Sydney, it's so sad that people, you know, Sydney cannot simply go along and they get money from somebody. They have a moral obligation to make sure they get their funds. And what really is so disturbing is so many of these people talk about Christianity, and then it turns out they're cheating people, and that, of course, discredits Christianity.
It certainly does. But you know what I don't understand, Dr. Stan? I haven't figured it out for a very long time. People who, I guess people really don't want to know either. You know, they don't want to know that, you know, they paid too much. They don't want to know that, you know, this person that they know of and thought they were okay did things that they shouldn't have done. People really don't want to know, and when you do, they have very short memories. But it always amazed me how people continue to go back and do, and once you, you know, tell them, they continue to do business. And it baffles me sometimes, and perhaps it's just, maybe it has been the long time conditioning of the American people, and that's why we have all these other problems, because we turn the blind eye. You know, we accept people's errors. I mean, and no one is accountable anymore for what they do. And so, and we see it time and time again. And I've seen it in the gold business. We see it in our politicians. We see it in Washington. We see it in everything that we do, from buying something from one of the local stores to even our university here in Penn State. And it's just you know, I guess it really is a sign of the decay of our society.
Yeah, I think it's a sign that the Bible is right. There were sinful people, and certainly it's awfully hard to avoid that. Now, basically, I would simply say to our listeners, do not let somebody hold your investment for you. I mean, get hold of it and keep it yourself. If somebody else is holding it, why, you never know when they're going to be disappearing with it. And that happened recently. There was a gentleman up in the Northwest who was on a number of Christian radio stations, and he was actually always talking about all these people out there that cheat you and how you could always depend upon him because he was a Christian. And he made off with a couple of $100 million. And I don't know whether, I think that he's probably been sentenced and sent out to prison, but an awful lot of good people lost everything they have. And my suggestion to you, ladies and gentlemen, is be suspicious of everybody and certainly never put all your eggs in one basket. And this is why we plead with people, diversify, diversify, diversify. Would you agree?
Well, I agree in diversifying. Depends on what you diversify in.
Well, I mean, certainly I believe people ought to be in gold and silver, but don't have it all in one place. If you don't leave it with one individual, if you were left a little with somebody, that would be fine. But to leave a great deal of money with anybody, I think, is just asking for problems, because basically if they disappear and it turns out they're crooks, people, at their elderly age, can be certainly pauperized. This is happening time and time again in one or another of these various Ponzi schemes.
Absolutely. I mean, if you don't have your gold, if you don't hold your gold physically, you don't really own it. You know, I don't believe in offshore accounts. I don't believe I get in trouble. I've been warned, you know, that I'd be sued. I don't believe in online accounts, for whether it's your checking, your banking, your pay bills, or anything online. A lot of people do it. A lot of my clients do it. They do everything on the Internet. I don't go for that. I believe eventually you're just going to be asking for trouble. But when it comes to your gold, you take physical delivery of it. As honest as I am, and I have people ask me all the time if I would store their gold, and I tell them no. I don't do it because I don't believe in it. And if you have an IRA, yes, your gold is going to be stored in a depository. So, I mean, that is part of the, you know, and that is the extra risk that you take. I believe everything we do carries a risk, even owning physical gold and silver. But I think in the time we live, we have to look to what carries the least amount of risk. And I tell my clients all the time, you have to know what those risks are. That way you can make an informed decision on where you want to be. And that's my job, is to show you, just like the IRS, your biggest risk is because it's stored in a Delaware depository. And the IRA, I do believe the government will eventually tinker with 401s and IRAs. You know, do I know when that will be? No, I don't. But I do know the condition of our government. I do know we can't pay the bills that we have. We can't pay our debt. And so they're going to have to go after everything and everything in order to strip the people of their wealth and to keep this system going for as long as possible. There are changes coming. So you have to be aware of these risks. You have to, and that is the only way you can make an informed decision on what best suits you.
Well, it's a tragic situation. I wish that people were honest, and certainly there are honest people out there. I think there are some very honest people in the gold and silver business, but I think there's some very dishonest people. And you know, what really bothers me is when they start talking about Christianity. And somebody once told me many years ago, when somebody starts talking about Christianity and a business deal, you run the other direction. And I've lived the years, that's been very, very good advice. But talk about business, that's fine. Talk about Christianity, that's fine. Talk about Christianity and business together, run for cover. What are your thoughts?
Sometimes some of my worst dealings have been with clients. The first thing that they approach is their Christianity. and even in my personal life and on something, people ask me if I'm a Christian. And I tell them I don't use my Christianity to sell my gold and silver. I use my Christianity to do my business, to show how well I do it. That's the what it brings me to the honest, because there's only, I don't have to prove to, I know who I have to prove my honesty to. So that's how I do my business. And through my business dealings, I hope that it shows that I am a Christian and where I belong. And on my website, it does say that we are a Christian company, but that is fine. And I'll sit and talk about Christianity all day long if someone wants to. And I've done that many times, but I will not use, I don't use the Bible. I don't use Christianity to sell gold and silver. I don't have to. And I don't think anybody should.
No, but it's sure a good way of convincing somebody that they
Absolutely.
Can trust you. And that's the difficulty. If they have to try to convince you that you can be trusted, you do not want to trust them. Basically, when somebody starts talking about Christianity and then wants to get you into a business deal, let me tell you, for long advice, and remember, I'm 83 years old. I've made so many mistakes. I have lost and I will hate to admit this, but I've been taken in by some of the finest of people who claim to be Christians you've ever seen. And so I learned this lesson. It was an expensive lesson, but it's one of the best ones I can ever had. And let me assure you that if you remember that one thing that from tonight's program, and that is if somebody is using Christianity to sell you, whether it be gold and silver or an investment of some sort, just say no. And you'll, in the long run, you may miss out on a good program, but chances are, it's a 50-50 chance or better, it's a scam. Wise people who are honest people are not going to rely upon Christianity to try to get you to buy from them. Well, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. We've only got a few minutes before we have to let Melody go. It's getting late. Remember, she's living on the East Coast, so it's beyond the witching hour for her. Melody, you've just got a couple of more minutes. What thoughts would you like to leave with our listeners this evening?
I would also like to include, if someone tells them they can trust, you can trust me. If someone says that to me, I usually will walk the other direction. And again, it's how they, it's the information that they provide you, and it's everything. And I often tell if they're looking to put in a large amount of sum, and it's true, people call me from the radio programs and the places we advertise, and they say, how can we trust you? And it's like, well, do a sample trade. Let's do a small trade, and you can get your feet wet, see how it works and how we do our business and so forth. And, then you can do the next trade and so forth. So there's many ways to overcome these objections and to find out who you're dealing with. And, of course, you can just call us at 800-375-4188. We work very hard at keeping our reputation strong. I want repeat customers. I want referrals. That's how I was, when I went to school and the business, I was in the insurance business for a very long time. It was always, you wanted referrals. You want to do business with family. And one day you will sell your gold and silver. And I want to be around to help you through that, too. So there's many reasons why you want to build a relationship with a company. And there's no reason why it should take longer than 4 weeks to get your product. There's absolutely no reason whatsoever. And unless it's a special circumstance like the 2012 Silver Eagle, we were locking in prices back at the end of December. Some of the product wasn't coming in until the second week of January. You have a delay. But for most products, for 99% of transactions, you should have your product within 3 to 4 weeks.
Well,
any longer than that, I wouldn't do business with them.
Well, basically, we've certainly a lot of talk radio, been doing it now for, 18 years or more. And we've actually had several people selling gold and silver, and they, you know, they have advertised with us. And at least on two occasions, I've had to call them and tell them, we will no longer carry your advertisement, doesn't matter how much you want to pay us. We cannot have you on because, of course, it's a question as far as your integrity is concerned. And if you're going to take advantage of my customers, I'm not going to have you on my program. That's the way we've done business, and the Lord's blessed us. Well, Melody, Sydney, you've got 3 minutes to wrap up the program. Go right ahead.
And I thank you for doing that, Doctor.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-dried guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Sometimes when you're having an important spiritual conversation with a friend or loved one, time simply runs out. Now there's a place on the World Wide Web that will help you keep your friend's interest until you can meet again face to face. I'm talking about thestoryofjesus.com. Yes, that's right. The story of